Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is George Franceschetti's Executive Chairman of Alba Mineral Resources. ALBA is ticker there. George, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Justin, for having me.
Yeah, and for briefly, this is audio, of course, but sometimes we get a glimpse of you on video, and I saw there you have a nice T-shirt on, and it's talking about the gold of Wales, and so what is it? Where do you get those from, George?
We got a bit of merchandising recently come through, Justin, so yeah, we've got some nice Gold Mines of Wales polo shirts. It was an attempt to tell my team that the spring is coming. Yeah. That they can wear, instead of wearing fleeces, that we might be able to crack out the short sleeves. So I don't think we're quite there yet, but I've got mine on anyway.
Yeah, it's getting closer to it. It's the release of the lockdown, plus the weather's getting better. And of course, that's appropriate, those polo shirts, because you are talking about Clogeye St. David's Gold Mine in this update. But before we get into that, George, it's not just about that, Alba. You've got other things going on. So just give us a brief summary of the overall business, if you could.
Yeah, absolutely. We're quite a diverse portfolio of mining assets we've got at Alba. We are a mining company first and foremost, and we've got some assets that we're pushing into the development phase in Wales, which we'll talk about. We've got a suite of gold projects and gold mines actually there, which is pretty unique. And in Greenland, we've got some very, very high value, really big potential projects there as well, which we don't talk about a lot at the moment because we're doing so much at Wales, but we will come back to those, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly. Well, down there, in the team down there in Wales, St. David's Gold Mine, you're going through phase one of surface drilling, all that. So what's been happening? Tell us some of the results and what's next as well. But start of what you found so far, if you could.
Sure. Well, we've just finished our phase one surface drilling program, Justin. So the last hole was number 10, and I think we've saved the best till last, really. So what we're trying to do there is to hit quartz veins at about 100 metres below the previously deepest workings at Lechfraith, which is a mine area within the Clogeye St. David's Gold system. And not only did we hit it at 100 metres, we hit the gold, the quartz veining at 122 metres. So it was way exceeded our expectations, and it still remains open at depth. So there is every prospect for hitting quartz veining even deeper than that. But we're happy with our lot, and that's the end of phase one. So, as I say, number 10 is probably the best hole of the lot, about 8 and a bit meters of quartz veining that we've intersected, including one intercept of about 3.7 meters. So that's by far the widest of any of the ones that we've come across in this phase of drilling. So what that's telling us is now that we've got confidence that there is a big unit there. There's a load system, effectively loads, just so people understand, you know, in common day parlance, just another word for quartz, really, quartz veins. So it's a quartz vein system, but we call it a load. So we've modelled that now, and we're estimating, it's high-level estimation, about 24 to 27,000 tonnes in that load, which has never been mined before. So whilst we don't yet know grade, because the core needs to get sent off to the lab to be assayed, what we do know is that we've got a very big unit there that's replete with quartz veins. That is where all the gold has previously been produced from at Clogeye. And, you know, it's going to be a big focus for future development, bulk mining, and see what's down there. There's a lot of material there, so you know, it's, you know, really, really good result, I would say, from the first one, phase one drilling.
Yeah, I was going to say, so phase one at the moment, would you say it's exceeded your expectations, or is it on par? What would you say?
Well, I think the good thing is that our team feel very satisfied with their model, their 3D model that they've developed, because we're pretty much hitting the quartz veins exactly where, I would say exactly, not within the millimetre, but within, you know, tens of centimetres, kind of where we expect to hit it on every hole now. So it is really following the model. Of course, we develop that model as we go along. But yeah, no, it's the fact that we've got 122 metres depth and about 52 metres of strike extent, so width, if you like, and anything, you know, the thickness of the quartz veins varies, but we haven't done any average calculations. But I think the calculations we've done have shown that this is a really big unit. So I'd say definitely exceeded our expectations so far.
Okay, and then obviously I assume there's a phase two next, but what happens in between that, between phase one and phase two?
Yeah, well, we hope to move straight into phase two, to be honest, Justin. Okay. And we're just waiting on for one permit to drop, and then we'll be straight into phase two surface drilling. Now, the big news really from this drill program that we've just finished isn't only that we've got this big quartz load vein system underneath Let Frith mine area. It's also that what it's telling us is that our hypothesis that, you know, that there's a lot of quartz vein and a lot of gold bearing structure left behind that was never tapped in previous periods of mining is, you know, very much still alive, that hypothesis, right? Because we've now proven that hypothesis at Let Frith by finding a very big quartz vein system that's never been touched before. So the good thing is we're going to be able to test that hypothesis even further very shortly, because we're going to be drilling in phase two from surface again down into the depths, if you like, of some of the other previously worked zones, places called Grandfather's Lode and 710 Lode. We're going to be drilling beneath those previously mined areas to see again, does the structure continue at depth? You know, we've got every prospect of finding that they do, because mm-hmm. it would be very strange if they didn't. But, you know, it's really good that we've been hitting quartz veins on pretty much every hole. Otherwise, it would have been a pretty damp squib this last program, but it's been anything but that. So phase two, going to get into it very quickly, we hope, and drill underneath those other two previously worked areas. And also this 550-metre projected extension to the main lode, which we've identified in our underground drilling last year. So there's a lot of big targets, big juicy targets there that we're going to be drilling, and we hope to get obviously a similar, if not as good, if not better results than we've just had.
Yeah. Which, I mean, nice to get your thoughts on gold, because I can't understand the price action of gold. It's coming off a bit, and I said just before we came on, it's a bit like copper. But when copper was low and everyone thought, well, hang on, copper is a really hot, you know, go back three, maybe 12 months probably, when copper wasn't rallying, people thought, well, copper is one of the hot commodities, especially in the EV space. Now, you've got money printing going on left, right and centre on the world, and so hard assets are where it's at, but yet gold is coming off. Do you think we're at one of those spots where, you know, looking back, we'll think, God, that was such an opportunity to dive into gold then?
Yeah, no, I mean, quite possibly. I mean, look, I hesitate to preface all of my comments about gold with do your own research, as all the investors like to say on the chat rooms. But I am by no means an expert. But, you know, there are certainly plenty of gold bugs out there who are still very bullish and view this as a correction. Now, of course, they would say that, wouldn't they? But there are lots of indications that this may well just be a correction in the upward trajectory of gold. But you know, however that may be, I mean, the price is still pretty strong, historically speaking. I mean, at $1,700 an ounce, and, you know, whatever that is, about £1,250. I mean, that's pretty good, you know, historically. That's still, you know, close to historic highs.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be too pessimistic, Justin, about gold, really.
Yeah. I just think it's going to go a lot higher. I just, you know, the stimulus bills and the money printing going on, I just think you know, there's only one way it's going, really. Yeah, there's probably a correction at the moment. Cool. All right, George. Well, listen, if people are liking the sound of what you're doing down there and you're not following the story, as always, if you could give people three reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox and add Alba Mineral Resources to their watch list, please.
Sure. Well, Glogice and Davids won't surprise you. That's number one on the hit list because we're getting really good results and we're only going to carry on and we're pushing that project forward and we are doing our damnedest to get it into production in the shortest period of time. So Glogice and Davids, Gwynfynnoth Gold Mine, which we haven't mentioned yet because we've had our hands full, but not recently anyway. So the second largest historic producer of gold in the UK's history. So in our backyard, we've got the two historic gold mines, and we know that there are serious prospects for finding gold in both of those mines that has never been produced or extracted before. So those are the top two reasons. And number three reason is Greenland, a country that's had a lot of interest in recent times. It's a strategic location. It's going to be fought over by the Chinese and the Americans and everybody else in years to come. And we have got there some really, really strong assets. In particular, I would mention Thule Black Sands, where we hope to drill this year. If we can get into Greenland and drill it and increase our tons there, move that into development. Amitsuk, our extremely high-grade graphite project in the southern tip of Greenland. And our Melville Bay iron ore project. Now, iron ore is riding high at the moment, so iron ore projects like Melville Bay are starting to be looked at in much more seriously at the moment. So we've got some strong assets in Greenland, and we'll be pushing those forward this year with a bit of luck.
Marvellous stuff, George. Good to chat to you. And like I say, lots going on. So no doubt we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Justin. Appreciate your time.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Did you know that if you are 20 years old now, there's a chance your great-grandparents might have met thanks to computer dating?
Did you know that under their main tongue, lemurs have another tongue?
I did know that because you and I, Andy, and I'm James, are hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish, a British podcast all about facts.
That's right. We have two other co-hosts, Dan and Anna. Every week, we tell you a selection of the most amazing, hilarious, bizarre, wonderful information that you've never heard before. It happens every week, and it's called No Such Thing as a Fish.
Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, what's all this about computer dating?